This February marks the 233rd anniversary of George Rogers Clark's march on and capture of British Fort Sackville, just a short distance from what is now the main campus of Vincennes University. Join us now as we stay in step with George. Here now with a look at what happened on yesterday's date is Robbie Wagner.
February 12, 1779, 21 miles from St. Vincent. That was Captain Bowman's journal entry for today. Instead of expressing joy at being so close, he sadly said, "The road was very bad from the immense quantity of rain that had fallen. The men much fatigued." Meanwhile, British Lieutenant Governor Hamilton reported that Amberaw overflowed and the low country entirely drowned. The Wabash also was rising, indeed not a joyful situation for those on Clark's march.
Now with today's entry, here's Allison Dahl.
February 13th, 1779. Today, Lieutenant Colonel Clark's soldiers battled another type of enemy, which would be conquered not by lead balls, but by a canoe and by Clark's optimism. The army was at the Little Wabash River, 3 miles west of the Fox River. The waters of the two rivers had joined and appeared to be a sheet of water, about 3 to 4 feet deep. While the men built a canoe, Clark confidently acted as though crossing the water would be only a piece of diversion.
That concludes today's Staying in Step with George. There's more online at WVUBHD.com.
I'm Park Superintendent Brian McCutcheon of the George Rogers Clark National Historical Park. Staying in Step with George has been developed in partnership with the Reveille High School, George Rogers Clark National Historical Park, and radio station WVUB at Vincennes University. The National Park Service encourages you to learn more about the nationally significant capture of Fort Sackville in 1779 by visiting us at the George Rogers Clark National Historical Park in Vincennes, your national park where history comes alive.